The Refreshment Club, transcribed for radio and presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Your entertainment committee is gathered together again for today's meeting of the Refreshment Club. But don't forget that most important part of the entertainment program at home, ice-cold bottled Coca-Cola. It belongs in your family refrigerator because it's pure refreshment that everybody enjoys. Will the Refreshment Club please come to order? And the roll call starts us off. Clark Dennis.
Here.
Ellen Jane Belkey.
Present.
Walter Blaufuss.
Here.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil himself.
Hey, do.
I turn the meeting over to you, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Ah, good old ice-cold Coca-Cola, you hit the spot. Belkey. Helen Jane, I haven't brought up the subject of your hope chest for quite some time lately.
No, you haven't.
Haven't asked you about your boyfriends either, have I?
Nope. Thank goodness.
Oh. Everything's all right, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are you singing?
Trust in me.
Okay.
Darling, you doubt my adoration. Hesitate about love's invitation. Come to me without more speculation. Have no fear. Give me your hand, my dear.
The stomping you are about to hear will come to you through the courtesy of Eddie Ballantyne and the little swing combination we call the originality. The boys set up in front of a different microphone, you know, With a little Dixieland jazz band combination, they really go to town. They're going to dedicate their number this morning to the postman. You know, the postman always rings twice, except when you're in the bathtub. He rings four times. By the way, I just wanted to clear up something. One of our listeners wrote and asked me, said, I know it's a little delicate subject, but supposing that was one of Ted Wheeler's relatives, said, supposing I were to try and send a person by parcel post, I said, from one town to another. See, that's one way to do it. He said, where would you put the postage? And the answer to that, Elmer tells me, is to stamp his feet. Now, I have a postman friend of mine, and the fella's all tuckered out these days. My goodness, poor guy. You'd think he was going through... He's all tuckered out these days, and I said to him, what's the matter, the Christmas rush? He said, no. Doggone, he said, I've been looking all over town for a guy named Fragile, and I can't find him anywhere. So here's Eddie Valentine, the boys, and that number dedicated to the postman. Stamping at the Savoy. It, boys. Very, very nice, Eddie, and all of you gentlemen. You know, Clark Dennis has been spending quite a bit of time outside of his broadcasting, doing a little amateur play out here in the north side where he lives, a little amateur theatrical. And I got pretty much interested in it. I think I told you about that. I went out and caught a rehearsal last night. He was doing all right. I saw you, Clark. I was okay.
Oh, I was, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Don, I'm kind of worried about what to wear for my stage appearance.
Yeah? Why?
Oh.
What do you mean? Don't know what you should wear?
No.
Well, I think armor would be a good idea, Clark. I mean, I enjoyed watching you. I enjoyed your work, but just a little suggestion. See, you're doing Hamlet and everything. No, don't laugh, fellas. Armor, it's always good. I've found in my stage appearances it wards off a lot of criticism. In the gala. How'd you like the gala? It's got the leading part there, Ophelia. Not bad, huh?
Yeah, she's all right, I'm afraid.
But of course, she has quite a bit of the lines, but don't worry about that. You know, the women who have the speaking parts are not necessarily those who have the best lines, I found out.
Hey, you know...
Yes, indeed.
You know, I told my teacher that you were rehearsing me, Don.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah? What'd she do? What'd she say?
Well, nothing, but she started trying other guys out for the part.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We'll get into that tomorrow. Clark, what are you going to sing?
A Star Fell Out of Heaven.
Oh, yes, they say this is Ginger Rogers' favorite. A Star Fell Out of Heaven.
There was I, all alone, gazing at a friendless sky. How could I help but sigh? Romance had passed me by. There was I, all alone. My heart was sadly neglected. Then love came along, so unexpected. into my arms. A star fell out of heaven, right into my dreams. And since that very moment, life is so divine. I never heard a star speak before. This one said, "Will you be mine?" Then roses fell from heaven to be your bouquet, and to rain down from heaven to christen the day. A miracle had happened, as they sometimes do. A star fell out of heaven and turned out to be you.
Now for that thrill, not swing time or rag time, but rug time. Time to do your rug dance. Now, of course, you know, nobody likes to be called on the carpet, but everybody likes to be called out for the rug dance, we hope. This is the dance where you pull your rug off the floor and just swing it anywhere, any place the fancy moves you. But while we play very, very fantastic music here in the studio, you do your rug dance at home. Here we go. Now, pull up the rug. That's it. Be sure nobody's on the other end of it. People are falling for this new dance by the thousands. They don't need any help. That's it, that's it. If your family is large, be sure you have enough rugs for all. Don't want anybody to be known as a carpetbagger here. That's it. Whoops, whoops, whoop, 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 whoop. Be careful there. Don't shake the nap out of the rug. Speaking of naps, it'd be nice if you stayed awake. That's it. Swing it high. Swing it low. Take it easy. Bolero. Oh, be careful. Not too near the stereo. It's a bolero. Swing it high. Swing it all. That's it. You know, the Refreshment Club has a standing membership drive on. I'm going to ask Bob Denton to tell you the qualifications for our membership, Bob.
All right, Don. These daily meetings of the Refreshment Club are a standing invitation to you to join in with us and become a member. The only requirements are that you listen and that you know when and how to pause and refresh yourself. Because it's the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola that keeps all the members at their best. For example, when you arrive home from shopping, loaded with bags and bundles, feeling tired and thirsty. When you've made things hum in the housework department. Or when the children get home from school. Or when friends drop in for a visit. Oh, you'll be able to tell, all right, when it's time for a Coca-Cola. The important thing is to have those frosty bottles in the icebox whenever you want them. And with Coca-Cola so easy to get in the handy carton containing 6 bottles, there's no need to be without it. All right, Don?
All right, and here's Helen Jane Belkey, the Refreshment Club honey, who wears only dresses without sleeves because she wants to put a stop to people saying that she wears her heart on her sleeve.
Oh.
Hey, Helen?
Oh.
Huh?
That's all I can say.
Better answer than I could have thought of myself. Now, what are you going to sing, Helen?
When a lady meets a gentleman down south.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear what happened after the lady met the gentleman down south?
No, what did happen?
She didn't. Well, they got along very well, you know. And one time she said, darling, said, when we're married, you're going to have a woman in the house who really knows how to cook. See, this is something like you.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. That's what she said. She said, boy, you're going to really have a woman in the house who knows how to cook when we're married. The guy looked kind of surprised, and he said, dearest. Just like a boyfriend said to you. He said,
oh,
dearest,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that you were a good cook. See?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she kind of shrugged her shoulders, and she said, I'm not. She said, but when we're married, my mother is coming to live with us.
Oh, not like me.
Well, that wasn't you, no. All right, when a lady meets a gentleman down south, doesn't always happen.
When the lady meets a gentleman down south, neath a 20 moon to a 22 they love. When a lady tells her gentleman down south, show it's mighty fine just to know you're mine, my love. Well, then they walk along where magnolias grow. Two hearts sing a song that was written long ago. Well, if that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When a lady meets a gentleman down south, oh, then they walk along where magnolias grow. Two hearts sing a song that was written very long ago. Well, if that's not sweet romance, then hush my mouth. When a lady meets a gentleman, a very polished gentleman, when the lady meets a gentleman downtown.
Very nice, Helen. Now it's memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with Juanita. I don't know, that melody makes your memory wander far, far away to distant places, doesn't it? It reminded me of the poem I came across in the book published by Lothrop Lee and Shepherd the other day. It's a poem by Sam Walter Foss. You probably heard it. The House by the Side of the Road. There are hermit souls that live withdrawn in the place of their self-contempt. There are souls like stars that dwell apart in a fellowless firmament. There are pioneer souls that blaze their paths where highways never ran. But let me live by the side of the road and be a friend to man. I see from my house by the side of the road, by the side of the highway of life, the men who press with the ardor of hope, the men who are faint with the strife. But I turn not away from their smiles and tears, both parts of an infinite plan. Just let me live in a house by the side of the road and be a friend to man. Oh, let me live in my house by the side of the road where the race of men go by. They are good, they are bad. They are weak, they are strong, wise, foolish. So am I. Then why should I sit in the scorner's seat or hurl the cynic's ban? Let me live in my house by the side of the road and be a friend to man. I think by this time you've grown accustomed to the swell piano solos of your piano pal, Bill Krenz, or Wee Willie, as we call him on the Refreshment Club. Wee Willie is some 6 feet four, just as a matter of information. And also, as a matter of information, before Bill Kranz joined the orchestra, he attended the dentist college, where he learned to tickle the ivory. But he does a swell job of it here now, and I know more about that than I do about the dentist business. Except that I found the gag I had to get it in someplace, you know how it is. Bill, did you write this number, Rochelle?
That's right, Don, I wrote it.
You did?
Sure.
Well, that's fine, that's grand. Is this the one dedicated to your wife, Bill?
That's right.
Is it? Is their name Rochelle?
Rochelle.
Well, pardon me, you know her better than I do. All right, to Rochelle, I thought I was going to have a chance to announce this as the piano solo that Bill Kranz didn't write, but he did. Rochelle, dedicated to his wife. His own piano composition, Rochelle. Not Rochelle, Rochelle. And very nice, too, Bill. Well, Clark Dennis has been poring over a book of Shakespeare, but I think we can get him up here to sing. How are you doing these days, Clark?
Well, you know, Don, since I've been interested in this Shakespeare play, I've been reading up on history and science and all of that stuff. See?
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've got everything figured out, Pappy.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Got it all figured. All right, what do you figure out?
I estimate that the end of the world will come in 117 million years.
Oh. How many did you say?
117 million.
Oh, boy. I had such a scare there for a minute. I thought you said 17 million. Gosh, you had me scared. Just sing, Clark, if you please. A downbeat from Walter, and you'll be on your way.
Who loves you? Ask yourself the question. Who loves you, sweetheart? And tell me who thinks of you a million times a day, and who's blue and lonely, honey, when you're away. Say, who needs you every minute? Who fell for you from the start? Oh, who just longs for your caresses? You don't have to take three guesses. Who loves you, sweetheart?
Mm-hmm.
for your caresses. You don't have to make three guesses. Who loves you, sweetheart?
Oh, yeah, and it's Last Call for Refreshment by Walter Blaufuss, and the refreshment here's The Sun's in My Heart. The Refreshment Club adjourns until tomorrow. Join us then at this same time. We'll all be here to entertain you, Helen Jane Belkey, Clark Dennis, the Ranch Boys, our guests from the West, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, Ted Wheeler, who toots the flute, and of course myself. This is Don McNeil saying so long until then. And don't forget, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.